This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. In Jammu and Kashmir, voting for the first phase of assembly elections is underway at 24 constituencies in 7 districts today. 26.72% voter turnout was recorded till 11 a.m. The voting began at 7 in the morning amid tight security arrangements. Now we go over live to our Jammu correspondent Gulshan Raina for the latest update. Gulshan, what has the polling been like so far? Hello.
As far as the polling for first phase of assembly elections in J&K is concerned, during the first 4 hours of voting, 26.72% polling has been recorded. If we talk about Kashmir, we have 16 assembly segments are being polled. The highest number of polling was recorded at Pahalgam assembly constituency with 31.62%. It is followed by Kokarnag assembly segment, which has recorded 29% polling. If we talk about Jammu division, 8 assembly segments of Kishtwar, Doda and Ramban district are going to polls today. Mm-hmm. The maximum number of polling has been recorded in Indarwal assembly constituency with 40.36% of voting during the first 4 hours.
Yeah. Okay.
Kishtwar.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yes, Gulshan, thank you so much for that update. We'll come back to you later in the midday bulletin. And now we go over live to our Srinagar correspondent, Sunil Kaul. Sunil, what is the latest you can tell us about the voting taking place there?
Yes, Anuja, as per the latest trends, what we obtained from Election Commission of India, it is 26.72%. It is the percentage for the entire Jammu and Kashmir territory for which the polling is taking place. In Anantnag district, it is 25.55%. In Jammu division, where the polling is taking place, the highest turnout has been reported in Doda district, madam. It is 32.20%. And in another assembly constituency, it is Indrawal. It has been reported the highest among all the assembly constituencies today. It is 40.36%, Anuja.
Okay, Sunil, thank you for that update. In Jammu and Kashmir, 34 candidates have withdrawn their nominations. 415 candidates remain in the final fray for 40 assembly constituencies in phase 3 of assembly elections in the state. Yesterday was the last day of the withdrawal of nomination papers for the third and final phase of assembly elections. Out of the total 449 valid nominations, 34 candidates withdrew their nominations. The polling will be held in the third phase of the J&K assembly elections on the 1st of October. President Draupadi Murmu will begin a 3-state visit to Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Jharkhand from today. In Jaipur today, she will attend the convocation of Malviya National Institute of Technology, MNIT, as the chief guest and deliver the convocation address. The president will also inaugurate a new Aravali hostel for students. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a visit to the United States from the 21st to the 23rd of this month. He will take part in the 4th Quad Leaders Summit in Wilmington, Delaware, on the 21st of September. Mr. Modi will address the Summit of the Future at the UN General Assembly in New York on the 23rd of this month. A 2-day national symposium of the National Disaster Management Authority and the Army Southern Command ICAR will be held in Chennai from today. The primary aim of the exercise is to enhance disaster preparedness and foster robust collaboration among key stakeholders. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has planted around 7,000 saplings till date under the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign. The plantations have been done by the ministry with its field offices both in urban and rural locations across the country. The campaign was launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on World Environment Day this year. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. Heavy rainfall is also expected in isolated parts of Haryana, Chandigarh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Andaman and Nicobar Islands. And that is the end of this news bulletin.